Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 54, episode 2 of Der Daily Zeitgeist for Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Jack. You know I need some hot takes, Jack. Not just any hot takes, Jack. You know I need some hot takes, Jack. The Beatles. That is courtesy of Xavier Barton, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
1, 2, 3, Miles Gray and J-O-B-E-E. We came to talk it to the tip-top, best alliance in podcast, Y-O.
And that is a Black Star joint, okay? And that came all the way from Nicole Pennywise on Triffy.
All the way from Nicole?
All the way from Nicole, who I believe is coming at us all the way from Newfoundland. In Canada.
Oh, so that's hell yeah.
That's a long distance, AKA.
Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the very funny Marlena Rodriguez.
AKA Booty, 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 Rockin' Everywhere! Hi, everyone.
Booty, Booty, Booty. Oh, yes. Bang. Let them know. Delivered on time.
Well, that's the show, guys.
Yeah.
There's not much more.
So where can people find you?
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored to be here on this beautiful
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay, it's definitely Tuesday.
We'll cut that up. I remember, yeah, you messaged me on IG like, what's a bitch got to do to come back? And I was
What does a bitch got to do?
We'd love to have you back. I still laugh about our time making fun of Barbara Bush's passing.
We had fun, you know?
We did not make fun of her passing.
No,
we
of
made
course.
Fun of just the queen bee that
with
she
it.
Was.
Yeah, she did not like June.
I liked learning how much of a bad bitch she was.
She really was a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
Revisit that.
Domineering.
Yeah, she was the HBIC.
Yeah,
head Barbara really in charge.
All right, Marlena, we're going to get to know you a little bit better. But first, we're going to take our listeners through what we're talking about today. The goal of this show is we're trying to tell you guys what the nation, nay, the world, is thinking and talking about today, taking a dive into the world's shared unconscious using the headlines, box office reports, what's trending on Google and social media. And today, we are going to start out talking about the weekend box office because Halloween crushed it. The horror movie, like the 30th movie in that franchise. I don't know, but I guess they rebooted it and it did extremely well. It broke all sorts of records. So we're going to talk about that. We are going to try and talk about the president's attempts to disappear trans people.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the latest details that are dripping out of Saudi Arabia with the Khashoggi nightmare,
yeah.
I guess.
Murder, yeah.
We're going to talk about what the Trump Organization's business is. How do they make their money? Why is that still a business after all these years?
Ooh, I'm going to learn stuff today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about robocalls because they are somewhat out of control. The caravan of migrants who are currently 1,700 miles away from the U.S.-Mexican border. We're going to talk about Chipotle bringing back the burrito discount. Burrito.
Mm-hmm. Boo, yeah.
I thought it was like a thing where you slept with somebody at Chipotle, made them your boo, and then got a discount. But it is in fact.
That's just called college.
It is the discount where they let you basically have a burrito for $4 for wearing a costume. So we're going to also, on that subject, talk about some topical, easy Halloween costumes that you can use to your advantage this year. And then we're going to talk about Uber Eats and where they see the future. Hint, it is drone-based and delicious. Terrifying, but also muy convenient. And so I'm good with that. But first, Marlena, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
I have been mostly searching places to go for New Year's.
Oh, okay.
Places outside of the, like, where's the best place in the world to be New Year's? I've made it a tradition.
Tradition.
To Google this just at 3 a.m. mm-hmm. every night. And then I look at my bank account and I go, well, guess not.
Right. Okay.
Goodbye.
Buenos trips.
Aires.
What's on that list?
We've got Berlin.
I'm sorry. I made a joke. When you say it's a tradition, do you travel somewhere annually to go to the most lit New Year's?
Yes.
Wow.
So last year was Iceland.
Damn.
Which was amazing.
Wow.
And then the year before was Cuba.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah.
So it's only been two, but I got to do three, so it's like a thing.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. Those are awesome places to travel at any time, let alone New Year's. Do they recognize New Year's in Cuba? Is it a big celebration?
Hell yeah.
They do? Hell
no,
yeah.
Maybe that'll be my myth that I talk about later.
Right. Cuba.
Did we talk about Cuba last time?
Is it a different universe?
I don't know.
Idea.
Oh, maybe. This sounds familiar. Maybe. But
Cuba's,
hey, you know what?
One huge myth? I don't know.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, so what's on your list now? What is your search render?
Berlin is number one, but right now that we're considering, we being me,
mm-hmm.
and but like New Zealand and Rio, London.
Rio looks wild.
Obviously New York. I know Rio looks bananas.
Yeah.
I feel like I gotta get in the swing of liking drinking again to do that,
mm-hmm.
Or finding a cocaine hookup.
Yeah.
Brazil? I don't even know where Rio
Brazil
is.
Yeah. For all the cariocas out there.
Rio's just a place. And let's see. And then, you know, places you expect, like New York and Paris.
Right.
But also Prague is supposed to be cool. I'm looking for the ones no one knows that are cool yet.
Yeah. The good thing about traveling to places just so you can say you've been there is that you don't even have to leave the airport.
Yep.
You just go, show up, be like, yeah, now I can be to go to Berlin.
Have you ever caught someone trying to act like they've fucking been somewhere and then it turns out they only been to the layover at the airport?
No.
Oh, my God, yo.
Oh, my God, Miles. Who do you hang out with?
Yeah, no, that's where I was going.
It was someone I met. And like just, you know, randomly, and I was
dated
talking
for
about
a couple
how it was
years.
Yeah. no, where I brought up that I was Japanese, and like, oh yeah, like yeah, I was just in Tokyo. And I was like, oh cool, where'd you stay? And they're like, oh, well, it was actually just a layover. And I was like, bruh, don't lead with I was at the Narita airport or whatever.
Right.
Don't tell me, oh, I love it there.
Yeah.
And I think they've realized how like whack that was, and then they just got really awkward and
it's really passive aggressive when you talk about me in the third person like this, Miles.
Well, I was trying to save, you know, your face.
Marlena, what is something that you think is overrated? Besides Berlin, apparently.
The Comedy Cellar.
Comedy Cellar.
Oh, wow.
Fuck yeah. A Comedy Cellar. Yeah.
Soon, all other comedy clubs in New York, apparently. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Comedy Cellar.
Is that because of that article that care? What the owner was like, Louis C.K. is never banned from here ever.
Yeah, I listened to The Daily a lot, and mm-hmm. they did an interview with the owner of the Comedy Cellar. And my favorite is when Michael Barbaro gets people to realize they're wrong in real time.
Yeah.
And he definitely did that. My favorite was, listen to the interview. I almost didn't because I was like really upset that I had to listen, that Louis C.K. is in my universe at all.
Right. Yeah.
But essentially he got him to be like, this is what I believe, but this is also what I believe, and therefore, oh shit.
Yeah, right.
Oh, shit.
You done it.
I realized, because he was trying to be like, this is the line, and we don't know where the line is. Someone has to draw the line, and then essentially realizing he drew the line. And therefore, everyone in New York is now booking. But the Comedy Cellar is such a big fucking deal to absolutely every comedian. And I just wish those things would go away. Same thing with the store here. Now, I do want to work at both these places. So please, do hire me. But
disregard the negative things I'm
about
to say.
Please disregard everything I'm about to say and care deeply about. And definitely stand by, but would like to be a paid regular. please pass me. No, it's not fun to hang up at these places and be a woman because you know that the things that you care about and the things that you want to talk about and the things that you need to say just are not.
They're on the same planet as the people
running the joint. They're not. Right. They're not. And that also cultivates a certain type of audience. And when you have a place where your solution to the Louis C.K. problem is, I'm just going to put up a sign that says, like, Swim at your own risk or whatever. Yeah. Like,
sorry, your delicate brain isn't ready for a guy to do
exactly like
waiter
yes.
material,
right.
Who also happens to be a sexual predator.
I just think it's like ultimately very sad how much people have to get raped to understand how difficult it is to live with being raped.
Sure,
right, yeah. Oof.
Not to talk about rape, but here we are.
Wait, are we talking about rape?
Rape is super overrated.
Oh, okay, moving on.
And what is something you think is underrated?
That was a joke for y'all.
Fight me on Twitter. Underrated?
Yeah.
That's going to be skiplag.com, guys.
Skiplag.com.
Okay, so this is your new job, right?
Apparently.
Wait, what?
I am going to have to reach out to them after this.
What is skiplag?
Have you ever heard of it? Okay, so.
Skiplag.com? Skiplag?
Skiplagged.
Skiplagged.
Because I just went to skiplag.com, and that is just one of those like pages where it's like
they're parked on it.
You sucker. Yeah, yeah. A parked page. Skiplagged.com, however, looks, I don't know what it is. Why don't you tell me?
Listen, a big thing about me is I'm mostly thinking about travel all the time.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I do hate traveling.
Wait, what?
But I love travel. I love searching and researching and booking travel.
But it's the going en route is what you hate the most?
Fucking loathe it.
You just love being either in point A or being in point B, not the distance between that.
Yeah, in general in life, yeah.
Okay.
Like getting here was horrible.
Right.
Being here, wonderful.
I know. You came in, you're like, I love it here.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you so much.
But I was like, I hated it outside.
So what does Skiplag do?
Skiplag, what you can do is you can search flights. There you go, Jay.
Right. Someone's Barbaro-ing over there.
You can search flights, and what they'll do is, so I just used it. I admit it. And what it does is like, you'll be like, okay, I need to go from L.A. to New York.
Uh-huh.
And that flight's $500, right? Uh-huh. But Skiplagged will show you a flight that's going from L.A. to Buffalo, stopping in New York, that's cheaper, that you can just get off at the stop.
Oh, shit, and then surrender your ticket? Like, you'd be like, I'm not feeling the Buffalo leg of this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just did it.
Wait, so there's that, like, so the pricing is that wacky that half the time you're like, yo, honestly, I have a direct flight, but it was actually just connection to another place.
Exactly. I called Alaska and was like, listen, this flight's cheaper. I'm going to buy it and I'm not going to get on the connecting. I need you to know that. Just sell me it for less.
Right.
And then you can make more money on that ticket, on that seat that I'm not going to sit in. And they were like, sorry, ma'am. I mean, do what you need to do.
Oh, shit.
But that's, you know, it's a whole pricing. It's bureaucracy.
Yeah.
So.
It's interesting. They also have a Los Angeles to anywhere option.
Oh.
Just for.
Oh, yeah. I love searching for shit like that.
For your old, I'm not going to make my court date today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was out the country.
That's amazing. Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, man.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
It's legal, too. They got super sued by a bunch of airlines.
Really?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the airlines, I guess, benefit because you're still purchasing that ticket. But I guess then they're mad that they're like, but then we have all these seats we could have then resold.
Hell yeah.
Maybe just make your pricing a little more reasonable then.
Fuck all y'all.
Mm-hmm. Let them know.
Get a grip. What is a myth? What's something most people think is true you know to be false?
Well, can I give you choices?
Yeah.
We got either cute dogs are nice,
I like
or
that.
Pooping takes a long time.
Ooh. Mm. Let's do cute dogs are nice.
Okay.
Because pooping does take a long time.
Definitely.
No,
not.
It doesn't.
It definitely doesn't.
Use a squatty potty.
Thank you, Miles.
Or hug your knees to your chest and blow your butthole out.
Or put your feet on the trash can. Okay. There's a lot of options.
Phone books.
Got it.
There's so many options to make your own squatty potty. I just groveled on Twitter to them. Like,
just build the toilet into the ground.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then the floor will be, you know what? This whole thing.
Hold on. Let's record
Wait
this.
Wait a second.
Wait, what about cute dogs are nice?
So my dog is so cute. She's so cute.
What kind of dog?
A Yorkie Terrier with
already.
About a violent percentage of Chihuahua. We don't know what percentage, but it is just violent.
Really?
Yeah. So her eyes say, touch me.
Right.
You know, her eyes say, I feel soft. I won't bite you or attack your dog. That is not the case.
Her fangs say otherwise.
Right.
Yes.
So was she just, if you go for that little bit of petting or whatever.
Don't go for the fucking pet.
Oh, wow. So
everyone.
So you look and be like, I may look like this, but I'm the wrong fucking one.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, I wonder how much...
She's the Louis C.K.
He looks like shit, though, to be honest.
That's true. But he looks harmless. He
right.
does...
He's all rounded.
His whole thing is that he's harmless.
He's harmless.
Right.
Anyways, my whole prerogative is just getting back to talk to you about Louis C.K. Anyways.
But the, you know, small dogs made it all the way down to us through evolution somehow. You know, they didn't make it by being nice. You know,
a lot of inbreeding. Did you know a lot of dogs, a lot of really cute dogs just have Down syndrome?
No.
Oh, do yourself a favor. Well, it's actually
that does
a disservice.
Not sound like a
favor. And do yourself a disservice and Google.
Does my dog have Down syndrome or
not? No, there's a diagram out there somewhere that has like what a dog should look like and what inbred dogs look like. It's actually don't do it.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, that's usually like they inbreed a lot, especially if they're like specialty breeds, right?
Exactly.
Because that's the only way they can like be like, all right, look, I got to make sure this thing's got Dalmatian spots
right.
and I can't just bring a random
right.
pit bull into the mix.
Yeah. They let the market determine what the dog looks like rather than the health of the dogs and lifespan and stuff like that. And that's where you get into trouble.
Has your dog ever gotten you into legal problems? Or done something where you're like, oh shit, I'm so sorry, I bit your baby's face off.
Yes, I mean she lashes out at anyone and everyone. she bit the fuck out of my mom.
Wow.
Because my mom was like, I'm gonna get this out of her, and my mom's Puerto Rican, and Puerto Rican people are like, you know, let me disgruntle this out of her. So she just tried to make her so rabid that I guess she would just.
Exercise
snap
the
out
demons
of it.
Out.
I don't really. That is what she was, trying to do.
Yeah, yeah.
She was trying, and so she bit the fuck out of her. And then I was like, "Is my mom gonna sue me?" I was really just like, "She won't stop talking about it." And
you know, because your dog did bite me, and these medical expenses.
Yeah, and she does have to pay for my sister's gymnastics, so I guess.
Yeah,
right.
That's a way to do it.
That money ain't coming out of thin air.
Remember, your dog did bite me.
Right. Yeah, she always has that.
So,
Did she immediately get a self-satisfied smile on her face when your dog bit her? Like, oh, I'll use this.
She was for somehow shocked.
She just screamed, checkmate.
And then, I will say on the way out of my house, I do have one of those things that they have at the airport that you just kind of hit the button of what your satisfaction was. Yeah. And hers was, you know, red and sad face. Wow. So
those things are rigged anyway. I would ignore
that's
that
what
data.
I think.
Yeah.
That would be amazing to have one of those in your house. Just
as a bit.
Yeah.
Or someone really that insecure. Yeah. Like, I have to know if they had fun just now.
What would your user rating be of just your experience thus far?
I honestly
think
my house would be like a 4.3.
Okay.
Out of 5?
Out of 5. I think I'd lose a lot of points in paying attention.
What about
the
dog biting?
And the fucking dog biting.
You gotta offset that. I hope you have like a tray of drugs or something. Like, I know the dog bit you, but here's a self-medication corner.
Well, yeah, I kind of do. So.
The one time I got attacked by the pilot's dog on a United flight, I did not give them a very good.
Wait, what?
No, I don't.
Oh, man. Just damn it. Stupid. I love that for a second.
That was going to be such a good story.
Yeah, all right.
Think of all the people you just let down.
I apologize. I'm
his fucking lies, man.
Bad at this. All right. Let's talk about the weekend
dogs
box office.
In the cockpit. Yeah.
It was a seeing eye dog. So.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I just imagine that they're coming around for food service and someone's like, hey, get back here, Ace. Get him. He's like, oh, this
is a dog.
And the
loose.
Pilot can't get his dog in control.
Don't
Damn
worry,
it.
It's our pilot service dog.
Right.
My dog once got loose in the cabin and ran directly up to first class and took a shit in first class. And
there
they almost had to land the plane.
Is it shit smell?
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Let's
just
leave
it
at that.
Was that with Finn?
No, that was a dog named Emma who did not last long. Not because of that.
Wait, hold on.
Because we threw it out the plane.
Can you tell me how this dog died?
Yeah, she
it feels like she had it coming.
Oh my god.
It sounds
For
like she had it coming.
You.
No, so we Your traveled a lot back then. We lived in the middle of the country and our family's on the East Coast, and so we knew we were gonna have to travel a lot, so we specifically got the smallest dog in the litter, so that we could like keep her in the, you know, cabin with us, and she was the smallest dog in the litter because she had a deformed kidney or something. So she didn't even make it to one.
How does that feel, Marlena? How
do
you like
good.
That? How does that one fit?
I feel bad.
Any other deaths, tragic deaths
you
want to
You got any canine
about?
Renal comedy you want to do?
I mean, technically, she had it coming. It was on its way.
Mean, yeah, it was predetermined.
She was super cute, but like everyone was like, after she died, they were like, yeah, we knew she was going to die.
Oh, no.
She smelled like terrible because she was like dying. She smelled like a fish market because when you're like in renal failure. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no.
She was adorable though.
Oh god. Hey, and you gave it your best shot.
We did. We did. She was my little girl.
Look what you did. We could have moved on to talk about the box office and now we had to learn about the stinky dead dog.
Well,
bring salads on the plate.
I know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And it is time to move off of my dearly departed puppy and on to the weekend box office, guys. Halloween crushed it at the box office. I asked everybody when they came into work today if they're horror fans. Marlene, I haven't asked you yet, I don't think. But
oh, no.
We don't have a single horror fan in the office. And I think it's interesting because I think it's the most, like, social society bound of our movies. Like, in 200 years, when people look back at our movies, horror movies are going to seem the weirdest. It's like, okay, that person's wearing a mask and, like, walking around and stabbing young women to death.
Right.
Like, it's just, I don't know. Yeah, in this case, a giant mentally ill person in a blank mask walks around murdering people in the most inefficient ways possible and, like, booby traps the house with their bodies. That just seems like a weird dream.
Right.
But it's very popular. It's also weird because, so I always follow the box office, and this was a huge success, and Box Office Mojo talks about, like, exit tracking and, like, what audiences thought, and it got a B+, which is usually not that good for a huge hit movie like this, but they were saying it's actually really good for a horror movie.
That it got a B+?
That it got a B+, which is not usually very good. Like, if a normal blockbuster got a B+, they'd be like, ah, it's not tracking very well for, like, word of mouth. And the other big horror hit from earlier this year was Hereditary, which did really well based on word of mouth, and that had a D audience rating.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this kind of riddle about, like, what is it that we love about horror movies? Because it's a negative experience. It's like the more negative the experience, the better it is.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't know. It's also more like it's tied to our anxieties. I was really into slasher movies when I was, like, 8 and 9 years old. I asked my dad to take me to see Friday the 13th, 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, on my 9th birthday.
No, that's not what it's called.
Yes, it is.
Was that before or after Muppets Take Manhattan?
It was after. It was like, hey, look at this fun play.
Okay,
on...
That's very on purpose.
Oh, wait. They were taking shots at Muppets Take Manhattan?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. I like that. They're like, you don't fuck these Muppets. Jason's up in Manhattan now.
And by the way, so my dad eventually saw Friday the 13th 7 on TV. And was like, oh, I can't take you to this.
Yeah,
this
what are you,
is
fucking
like,
crazy?
This is so fucked up. What's wrong with you? And then I think he became very concerned about me. But I think it was because then, like, at a certain point, like 2 years later, I just wasn't interested in those movies anymore. And I think it was like a something to do with like psychosexual developmental thing, because like I was really into watching like giant hulking maniacs stab women to death. Like, I don't know what the fuck that was. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, over it.
Yeah, so, and then you started collecting sickly animals.
Right.
So, right. Found your new...
can't go back. I won't be able...
Only forward.
Okay, wait, sorry. I'm sorry. Just, okay. You know, Muppets Take Manhattan, 5 years before Jason.
Yeah, so the Jason thing was supposed to be cheeky...
construction, like, always there, like someone takes Manhattan? Was it,
I don't know.
Was Muppets the first one? Whatever.
I was pretty sure it's just Muppets.
Sure.
Good for you, Jason.
Yeah, way to go.
I just don't...
Also, most of that movie takes place on a cruise ship, so...
I just hate being... I'm so laid back that if a movie starts trying to fuck with me, I'm like, yo, you're trying to take me out of my zone.
Right.
I like thrillers and shit. I like tense
Love
movies.
Love me a thriller.
I don't like type shit. Yeah, no, sir. I mean, but usually when I watch it, it's always because a bunch of people are like, hey, let's check this out. And I will, but I'm never seeking a horror film.
Yeah.
Unless it's...
It's more experience than film.
Yeah, and I think that's what
it
is.
It's more just sitting there kind of losing my shit.
Right.
Right.
Not eating popcorn.
And I guess, like,
the whole point.
Yeah. As someone who had, like, just terrible anxiety, I'm like, the last thing I want is a 90 minute just hit of fucking straight anxiety and fear. But, you know, I guess I just can't change my perception of the films a little bit.
Well, there's this kind of loose study done about horror movies that come out during Republican versus Democratic administrations, and they found that more vampire movies came out during Democratic administrations and more zombie movies came out during Republican administrations. And the theory is that when you're scared of Republicans, you're scared of zombies, and when you're scared of Democrats, you're scared of vampires, because they sort of, like, the groaning masses represents what Democrats think about Republican voters, and vampires being, like, weird sexual deviant Europeans is what Republicans fear about Democrats. And I just feel like it's the most direct tie between, like, entertainment and what our, like, society is thinking about and worrying about.
Right. Well, yeah, because you can definitely map all kinds of social things to so many of these movies that were coming out.
Yeah.
I guess that can make sense. I don't know.
Well, but are you talking, are they talking, and you may not have the answer, but are they talking all vampire movies, or like all the scary movies were vampire movies? Because I feel like in Obama, Twilight was happening and it wasn't scary. It was vampires, but it wasn't scary.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, it was like young people going to see the hip new vampire, and their parents were probably like, don't see that hip vampire. Like, it kind of maps to Obama. Mm-hmm. Like, young people are into this vampire. Well, you know, their Republican parents.
So they would take into account all vampiric content.
Yeah, they did.
Not
and
just
it was just thrillers. Like a slight statistical upward trend. I just think it's more interesting to, like, think about how horror movies map to, you know, our social issues and social anxieties. I mean, I think Michael Myers is interesting because I was reading about the design of his mask, and they were just talking about the importance of it being blank, just like a blank expression, because, like, the blank mask in drama theory is, like, the thing that allows you to project your own, like, inner thoughts and feelings onto something. So I'd imagine that Michael Myers would be more popular at times when we're particularly anxious. And the fact that he's, you know, unprecedentedly popular, the Halloween movie broke all sorts of records this weekend, might just have to do with the fact that there's more anxiety, just general anxiety in our culture right now. Super producer Nick Stump just pointed out that it's Danny McBride who co-wrote it along with his, you know, directing partner.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Now I kind of want to go.
Was it funny? Do you know if it's funny?
I don't think it's supposed to be funny.
That makes sense.
But they're just, just a lot of bits. Halloween fans. And I mean, this is the second huge success in 2 years with Get Out coming out from Jordan Peele. So, I think that humor is often based on anxiety, as is horror movies. So, you know, there are two different ways of getting at the same sort of cultural stuff.
Well, we're craftsmen at tension.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one, you know, puncture the tension with a punchline, and the other, you puncture it with an actual cutting tool in a horror movie.
Wow.
I see what you did there.
I see. Welcome.
With a punch.
Ooh.
With a knife in your hand. All right.
Okay. Let's move on.
Let's move on to...
No, this is... Let's stay here.
To a new listicle came out, Stinkiest Puppies. And...
I'm back.
Oh, my God.
The idea is going to haunt me. I'm sorry, Jack. It's haunting.
It was a very traumatic thing.
I know, but and that's why I feel bad, because that's how we're sort of releasing our just overall tension
around
it.
Yeah, no, you seem like you feel terrible.
What was the dog's name? I just want to
Emma.
Remember.
Emma.
Emma.
Emma. All right.
Too human.
Too human.
Yeah, we definitely used names on our dogs that we were then like, shit, we should have used that for our kids. Oh, well.
Really?
Yeah. We.
You want to name one of your kids
Finn? Emma's a great kid name, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Emma's very popular right now. Very
good. We were way ahead of the curve on all of these. Let's talk about the president.
Oh, my God.
His stance towards trans people.
Yeah. Well, like the New York Times, they had an article where they basically saw like a draft memo of a rule change that they were thinking about proposing in regards for protections for transgender people. And what it shows is that the White House basically has a plan to just change the definition of sex across agencies as being very rigid and just as either male or female, unchangeable and determined by the genitals that a person is born with, subject to genetic testing.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, so essentially just trying to be like, there's no such thing as a transgender person. There isn't. And that's what it's kind of doing, is that it's just going to, and like there was an article in Think Progress that kind of walks through all of the multidimensional attacks on the, you know, our trans brothers and sisters, that they're just trying to codify this transphobia across the entire federal government now. So it's not just going to be about education or bathrooms. It could affect things based on like your healthcare coverage and other things like that. And, you know, we already know that they're like already have no interest in hearing any kind of discrimination cases for students who have brought up these issues. So, I mean, this isn't anything that is, you know, in law or that is they're attempting yet. But this is just showing these are the things that they are tossing around as ideas, because we already saw how he was trying to say that the generals were telling him that transgender people shouldn't be in the military, which none of them were supporting that. So this is just part of the new horrors that this administration is trying to perpetuate.
And we talk about them codifying it across the federal government. That doesn't mean just like government positions. That means basically everything that the government oversees.
Yeah, right? That they'll use this rigid definition.
Right.
Potentially. Now, I mean, obviously, you know, groups like the ACLU and all kinds of, you know, civil liberties groups are just like, we'll sue the shit out of the administration. But we'll see how far this goes. But then you also think about how they've just been packing the courts with people who are just from the Federalist Society, who are probably going to, if they're trying to sue, might not have a favorable view of their case. So it's just something to keep our eyes on. But yeah.
It's just absolutely maddening that we're living in a time where he gets very uncomfortable by being cornered by the media and by actual facts and by the rest of the world. And he goes down while he's taking a shit, down like this list that he just has next to his toilet. That's
right.
Just like, okay, what are the things that people kind of wanted me to do? And I can just bring up in a major way to just change the news cycle.
Well, they're starting to find a way to just basically terrorize these communities of whether they're minorities or immigrants or LGBTQ people or whoever, that in these departments, they're finding ways to change the rules in little bits that have huge ramifications for those groups specifically without people realizing like, well, they didn't change the laws or whatever. Like, no, they're doing it. Everything's being done piecemeal. And yeah, it's just really disheartening to see this happen. But, you know, I think that's why it's good to have all this reporting come out now to understand like what they're trying to do. And I think also just with the midterms approaching, this is just another little fire that Trump can light in the culture wars arena,
right,
to try and remember like, yep, this is what all you hateful people are fighting against or for or whatever.
They have found a way to weaponize all of our anger, like the left, the right, like just everybody's anger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whether it's to get, to get work on people's anger towards a group on the right to get them to unify their base on that level, or then in terms of the left, whatever the moral outrage is on the left, then
right,
they weaponize that to create the narrative of like, well, this is what we're up against, people who like give a shit. But then painting progressives or people who are outraged by this as like some kind of mob, or just outright like creating fundamental, just being outright lying about the positions that people on the left are taking or what their activities are around it. So,
yeah. I think it's going to happen. Anytime you have inequality at the level that we have inequality in the United States, there's going to be a danger of this sort of, you know, authoritarian, like playing on the misery of part of the population.
Yeah.
And, you know, that misery is not always going to be directed at the rational people. It's, can be manipulated. It can be turned into racism. And yeah, I just say in general, anytime your policy requires genetic testing, that you're probably doing the wrong thing.
No, yeah.
What a soundbite.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
No, there's something like so unarguable about that. Like, dude.
Well, I think it's arguable on their side because they seem to, you know, Trump got Elizabeth Warren to take a genetic test, and, you know, that is problematic for its own reasons, and now they want to make genetic testing a part of...
Well, yeah, and then what would they do with, like, intersex people? Because they're not going to basically be like, you wouldn't definitively say, oh, this person falls into this category mm-hmm. by their very rigid definition either.
Right.
But again, this is just sort of part of their game plan to inflict as much, you know, chaos and pain upon people.
You know what's nice though? I tour a lot. I'm on the road a lot, and I see a lot of havens for trans people where it is just not a. I don't think that necessarily fixes the bigger problem, but what is nice is that I see on a smaller scale that there are places that trans people can exist without.
Yeah.
Without anyone even wondering, without right. anyone even thinking. I think that's like what's been so cool in seeing these places. One specifically is Portland. Like it's, I mean, obviously that's the stereotype of Portland is that it's, you know, safe for everyone. But
right.
But it's nice to see that like, oh, no one's even looking twice. And
right. Yeah, but I think there are just as many places where it's very difficult too. And I think when you have
Absolutely.
Shit like this though too, It's one reason why I think even if, you know, I think most people do have someone in their life that belongs to the LGBTQ community in some way, that us as just reasonable human beings have to understand what is at stake for them and what, you know, essentially our tax dollars are going to also to like if they're really trying to make this move against these people, because that it's just fucking it's violent.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Do you think it would be like plausible at all to sue Trump for like emotional medical issues?
I don't
like mental health hurting.
I don't know. We would have to. It would be such a specific. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but
you guys lawyers?
For the purpose of this speculation, yes, I am, and I would take the case. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd imagine then it would be a class action lawsuit with about 56% of the country.
I just feel like it would be, yeah.
But what are you suing for?
For
you ain't got nothing.
I think that you could tangibly draw a line between like stress, anxiety, medical issues stemming from like trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think there's the thing. Yeah.
Well,
this is why we need in-house counsel as we record the show to run
great.
This by them.
Sounds like the sort of thing that might go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and we know they'd have our back. So,
Yeah. Well, now that they've really pulled off the great switcheroo,
right? I'm sad.
The Supreme Court takes Manhattan.
But yeah, again, guys, that's why be voting out there. Be voting every time. Be aware of everything. Don't let this shit sneak up on you, because it starts with small groups like this and it works your way up, works your way on up to you're like, oh shit, I'm in the crosshairs now too.
Right.
It's so weird that he's against trans people when he's trans demon.
Ooh, wow.
That's right.
That's my hot take.
Let him know.
That is a hot take. All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
And we're back. And just so you guys know, they're taking the opportunity during the break to continue to make fun of my dad.
I didn't do anything. I mouthed words to
just
Marlena.
Mouthing words.
Very, we're moving past. We're just
very hurtful.
I'm sorry. We're going through a lot right now.
Chipotle is bringing back.
Thank God.
Burrito. I'm having a hell of a time with burrito discount.
Yep.
You did say burrito earlier, burrita. Which I think is just a great name for a gal.
Yeah. Hey, burrito.
Hi, burrito.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you wear a costume to a Chipotle, you can grab a burrito for $4 on Halloween over on.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Miles, you were asking the question.
What's the least you could do to get this motherfucking discount? What's the least? Now, do you go in and just wear one wacky thing? You're like, I got cowboy boots on. I'm a cowboy. Right. Or do you do something more like philosophical where you're like, I am the id or some shit like right. that or whatever and be like, oh, this is actually a costume.
Right.
And then where that's so this has got me thinking because on the takeout they're writing about it and they felt they had guidelines if you were a person working at a Chipotle on like what would constitute a costume and what doesn't.
What but were their guidelines?
It was like it made sense like if you have like a baseball jersey on and a glove, you got a mitt too.
Right.
Okay. That could be a costume. A
but bench. That's just what I rock to work.
Every yeah, day. I know. But that's baseball jersey. That's your Arrested Development, though.
Yeah.
And then, or a bedsheet ghost, but maybe a wig. But then they say, what's not a costume? A college T-shirt. Okay, obviously. A flannel shirt. Damn I guess you could just be like, I'm a lumberjack.
So I have a couple flannel shirt questions for you. Uh-huh. So what oh. on?
They're still in. You are. Don't worry.
Okay.
Is it still cool if I wear these? <There's>, yeah, How does it look tied around my waist? No, so
you look like Beyonce in the Flawless video.
Some of the ideas that people are putting out there for costumes involve flannel shirts. Like, for instance, one that I've talked about in the past is just going as Marty from Back to the Future, which is just a flannel shirt with an orange vest over it. So you do need the orange vest.
If you have the orange vest, I think that makes sense. That would I would be like, oh, that's the McFly.
Yeah, and but then you could just need rock jeans the flannel. And a yeah. And so that's an easy shoes. One. So let's give people some easy costume ideas that they can rock to Chipotle, just using shit they have in their
just wear all black and say you're Antifa.
There you go.
Boom. Done.
Distracted boyfriend meme, just a blue plaid shirt and short hair, and then just be looking behind you, be like, yo.
But that would be so funny. They're like, I'm sorry, what's your costume? And you got to hold the picture up. So you're like, I'm this guy.
Right.
You do the post. What? You
see? Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, I'm breaking my neck to look at this other person.
It's a good couple's costume as well.
Just put on some gloves.
Okay.
And ask them if they would like a burrito or a bowl.
That's good.
Just wear like the poly vinyl
there.
Gloves. Yeah.
Yeah. Just black T-shirt.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. You could dress as me and just say you're Miles from the Daily Zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
that would be
idea.
So
it would be
weird.
Fun, though, if they were like, oh, okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I love it. I'm Zygang, too. You know what? That's free.
Oh,
you know what?
Okay.
This guac is free.
Yeah. Let me take care of that other
$4. yeah, right? That guac.
Morty from Rick and Morty is just a yellow T-shirt and blue shorts, I think. Lara Croft, tank top, bow and arrow, maybe.
And
you don't
be
even
hot.
Need it. And yeah. be fucking smoking.
Are you going to be anything for Halloween, Marlena?
I am still considering it.
Do you dress up usually?
Every year I do the thing where I'm like, I don't care. And then the day before I'm like, panic. I care so much.
Right.
And then I like, you know, I really fucking stress right. out and spend the whole time.
Yeah.
My greatest last minute panic costume in the past few years was absolutely Poison Ivy. Or no.
Okay.
No.
Nobody's saying yeah.
no,
that you're not right.
That's
nobody's
not
contradicting
what it
you.
Was. It's, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Thank
We're sorry.
You.
Okay. My bad.
It was actually a power plant.
Oh.
Oh.
And it was a white power suit, which looked amazing on me, and I don't know where it went, with ivy pinned all over it.
Oh.
That's
there
why
you go.
I.
Power plant.
Yeah.
So that's an important lesson is like. My best costume ever was that I dressed up like Magnum P.I., grew a mustache, and then...
When people were like, you look amazing.
No, they were like, you look like the pervert from Something About Mary. And I was like, yeah, that's what I am. And it was a really good costume, and I do look like...
Wait, you look like Pat Healy?
I look like Pat Healy
wow.
with a mustache.
Matt Dillon's greatest performance.
Yeah. So go
oh,
with what
yeah.
you have. Yeah, just
yeah.
like...
Or can you improvise, right? Because I'd imagine if I was... You know, wait, I don't have to imagine. I'm a scummy stoner dude.
Right.
If I would be like, oh, shit, it's Halloween. What could I would just look around my car. Like, what could I
right.
fucking
yeah.
grab
look
right
around
now?
The car for sure.
I would put, like, a LaCroix can on my head.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I just walk up balancing. Like, I'm LaCroix head.
There you go.
Is that a costume?
Adam Sandler
Okay,
style.
This is a
I'm
good
crazy
time
LaCroix head.
To mention, maybe you use the this and bullshit scale. Okay. Now, if you're, imagine you're working at Chipotle.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine some idiot comes up and
red-eyed.
You know, just imagine what would make you say this some bullshit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now if some idiot comes up with a LaCroix can on his head and he's clearly high
mm-hmm.
or not, but looks high
looks
still.
Looks high, yeah.
And he's like, I'm a LaCroix. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
You know? Don't
I feel
make
like
them
that is some bullshit.
Okay.
This is gonna be their Black Friday.
Yeah, right. Because they
okay?
gotta figure it out.
treat them, okay?
Oh, shit.
Help
flip it on them?
Help them out, you know? Mm. Get in there and delight them with your creativity
yeah.
and your physical pun.
What if it's so bullshit, though? They're like, this is some bullshit, but it's so bullshit, I respect the hustle.
You got to go hard on the bullshit, then.
Yeah.
I do feel like they're going to be seeing a lot of bullshit. So
oh, yeah.
That's
the
what
level
I'm saying.
Of bullshit is going to have to be so high and just adorable that they
you
can't
resist.
You better
dress up as a big brown
box
that smells bad because there's a bunch of Emmas in it.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Bringing it back.
But you're also wearing a cow head, and that's some bullshit, you know?
Right. Why are you wearing a cow head?
Because it's some bullshit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Got it.
Cows are bulls.
Yep.
Cows are bulls with titties.
Uh-huh.
What if...
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what else I
hear
can just
you.
Grab. If I just had a stack of magazines like this, just like all the boys we have in the office, and I just say, I'm a dude who works at a newsstand.
But I
got
think
70
you could
magazines.
Take one extra step, tape tape them to your body,
to
and
body.
Call yourself a newsstand. I think that's fun, you know?
Right.
It's some bullshit, but it's fun.
There you go.
It just takes a little bit of like, oh, that's something.
All right,
those
that's
magazines
something.
Are expensive.
They did something.
What's the thing?
They wouldn't be wearing those magazines on themselves if it wasn't Halloween.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking like, you know, like what's the point? You know, like how Jim in the office used to phone it in every Halloween episode.
Right.
And like one time he just wore a name tag that was like Dave. And he's like, what's your costume? He's like, I'm Dave.
Mm.
Right.
That's no, that's
minimal.
Some bullshit.
That's some bullshit?
That's official, some official bullshit.
Okay.
A good use of a name tag that I saw on, what was it, Pinterest, I think, is
oh.
a...
I'm sorry.
Hold on,
just,
I like that.
Pinterest is good for just half-assed, clever ideas for Halloween costumes. With a little kid in a red polo and like white, like very light chinos with a name tag that said Jake from State Farm.
Okay.
Because... that's what the State Farm agents wear in those commercials.
Yeah.
Or
a Best Buy employee if you got the Royal Blue hoodie or polo on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
My boyfriend really wants to dress up my dog as the Best Buy employee.
Really?
Oh, really?
That's like really
your
what
hell
he's
dog
right now. Yeah.
How is he going to
She would not be very helpful.
I know. Would she just rip
well,
his hands
actually,
off?
That is how Best Buy employees are. They're not very helpful, so.
I was at a Best Buy, and I was just looking for a tiny battery, like for a garage door opener, like one of those flat watch batteries.
Yeah. Oh, that's hopeless.
Three
dude.
Motherfuckers did not know where the batteries
no
were.
No way.
Because like
work
I went,
there.
Yeah, I went in. I'm like, where are your batteries at? And he's like, go to the GoPros. And I go, and I'm like, yo, there's not even a fucking GoPro battery over here, my
right,
man.
Right.
So then I ask the person in the camera department, I go, where are the batteries at? And then again, they're like, I think, I always see them like on the way to the register. But when you go, it's just like the impulse buy section where it's just like a 9-volt or a AAA battery.
Right.
And then I had to be like, I had to get to some like the oldest person who just had some sense in them. I said,
who's sitting in a throne.
Yeah. He's like, I am Sir Bai of Bestly.
Yeah.
What, how may I help you? And I said, where are the fucking batteries at, my man? He's like, and then he actually showed me, I was
Did
surprised.
Did he walk with
no.
you?
He pointed very clearly, though. He's okay. like, you see that yellow thing? It's underneath there. And he's like, but I'm just going to let you know we don't have as many batteries as you think a Best Buy would have. And I was like, wow, you're honest.
Right.
Then I had to go to Target, and they had it.
Was the yellow thing that the battery's under a sign that said batteries on it?
It was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
fun fact, Radio Shack doesn't have DVD players.
Fun fact, how many Radio Shacks are even still open?
One.
But they're
and
sold
I'm late
out.
For my shift.
I gotta go.
Uber Eats has set the year 2021.
The year of our Lord.
As their target for drone delivery.
Yeah, they fucked up. There was like a job listing that was basically saying like, hey, we're looking for somebody to get like our drone delivery service up and running by 2021. And then when they asked for a comment, they like pulled the post and they're like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Hmm.
But I guess, I feel like Uber Eats delivery would be one of the last things. But I guess with all these kinds of technologies, it takes things like a Uber Eats to get like full scale automated delivery shit to happen for the masses. But part of me... It excites me because I'm like, wow, that's like future shit I thought of as a kid or right. whatever is happening. And part of me is also like, yo, wow, we're really about to have drones just dropping shit off at your house now.
Right. Yeah.
I'm old.
The
I think
only
we are.
Thing that I like about that is that it's the carbon footprint is way lower.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's super fucked up how much we're all ordering all the time.
Right.
And how much gas is going into that. But besides that, it's absolutely horrible for jobs.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Well, drones.
What are we doing?
Drones sound like lawnmowers. So that
no,
just
they
from
don't.
A, oh, they're loud. Yeah. Have you heard a drone?
Yeah, but like the cute little ones.
Oh, well, usually just, they're far enough away.
Yeah, they're just buzzing. They're like,
yeah.
Because we are killing it.
What is yours?
But I also
a nervous drone. Nervous drone who's at a salad bar where you think the dressing's gone bad.
God, this smells like Emma.
Oh my goodness. He's crying. He's crying.
Here, I hurt myself. Uber Eats.
Ow! You see, Jack, I hurt my arm.
Jesus, are you okay? You're bleeding.
It's broken. Oh, yeah. But drones, yeah, they're going to take jobs. They're going to take our jobs.
Like, is every apartment and apartment building going to have, like, a drone landing place?
Right.
In the future?
Like, where the fuck do you land?
Is everything going to be different?
Safety would be all...
Well, wait till one of these fucking drones really has some shitty thing happen and like knocks down a bunch of power lines,
yeah.
Cause a fire or some shit.
Well, all it needs to do is fall on you from a high height and that'll like injure the shit out of somebody. They're pretty heavy.
I don't think that's great for like food staying warm. You know, like a lot of food already doesn't travel well. I don't
altitude.
Need it entering the atmosphere.
Right.
It just goes into the upper atmosphere and then comes down.
That's how they do it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It'll be launched.
Up to a balloon.
Right. And just hope the wind takes it to the right place,
it
man.
It hits space, pops.
But, you know, at least at the very least, the people will not eat your shit.
Yes.
And there are times when I know the dude has eaten something.
No.
Yes, fries, I could tell. I don't know. I don't know if I'm just always paranoid about my fries, but sometimes I felt like I could tell it was like a wild handful of light.
I feel
and
like
that's just me.
I feel like the meal delivery services are like they're not good enough to be sustainable at this point. Like they're a cool idea, but I just don't think that they don't work really a lot of the time.
Why do you say that?
We just like you get the wrong stuff a lot. They fuck up a lot, and then they're just like, sorry, we can't do anything about that. And
well, I'm also how does the pricing work? Like, is it even sustainable as a delivery person? Like, how many deliveries do you have to do realistically to make that a viable thing?
No one's making real money.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So
everyone is just sort of, making ends meet.
It's not.
Right. The gig economy, which just means the economy where we don't have to pay people what a living wage.
You can't be serious. You're not going to do this forever, right? Economy.
Right.
And sorry, we're going to limit your options, so you only have these couple options anyway. So, it's a trap.
But back to how like the landscape will be different with when everything's being delivered by drones. So the Empire State Building's design was based on the idea that it would be a blimp airport, basically. Like it would be like a blimp dock where
but
people would
dock.
But it looks
like a blimp popper.
Right. Yeah. It does look like a blimp popper.
Wait, that you would just tether this shit to like the...
To the top of the Empire State Building. Yeah.
What a dumb fucking idea.
I know. And they thought everybody was going to be traveling on blimps. Like that we would... Well, I took the blimp to work today and
is
the traffic
Hindenburg
was terrible.
That just KO'd the industry?
Yeah, I think that really hurt them.
I'm just curious.
They really didn't see that coming at all?
I know, right?
I would watch a period comedy about the two guys who were like hustling the Zeppelin game in Europe back then. Like, I'm telling you, it's the wave of the future. The Empire State Building is going to be a blimp port.
Right.
And then like the Hindenburg happens and they're like, oh, fuck.
Were there people in the Hindenburg?
Yeah, you can actually see them like jumping out.
Okay. Anything else?
No, you're not into that. Just morbid dog stuff.
I just really wanted to know.
Just like to make fun of my beloved.
Wanted to know if there was an Emma joke in there.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, Marlena, I wish I could say it's been a pleasure having you.
It
but,
has not.
You have hurt my feelings.
I feel closer to you though.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Now we know how to make him cry.
Marlena, where can people find you and follow you?
I'm sorry.
We have crossed lines. I am on Twitter at Marlena Rodriguez. I'm also on Instagram, Marlena Got a Life. Listen to my podcast. It's called What Would My Friends Do? It's essentially a comedy podcast with comedy advice for if you're already in comedy. So that doesn't really exist. And... And I have an epic special coming out sometime soon this fall, so please look out for that. And also, my name is Marlena, and backwards that's Anal Ram, so please remember my name, because that's how careers happen. So
yeah. Wow, I never thought about that. Thank you so much.
much.
I was looking
Wait,
at you,
how
but
you
I meant
spell
everyone.
Anal?
Oh. Yeah.
Is that how you spell anal?
No, but no. Because I pronounce it Marlena.
Oh, yeah. Right. There you go.
Oh, so if you put it backwards to a sound, then you'd be like anal ram?
I mean, it still does it. Anal ram.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
It's...
Cool. and is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Second rate, baby.
Oh, like one of my own tweets?
It or anyone be. Else's. Just a tweet you've liked? Go through your likes.
No, I'm going to do one of mine.
Okay.
Do it.
If you don't have anything nice to say, then feel free to run for president.
Yes.
Yes.
So what's one of yours?
So what's one of your tweets that you've been enjoying?
Oh, that was it.
That was one of your, that was one of them?
That was it.
You said it so casually. Wow. Drop the bomb on us. If you don't have anything nice to say,
then feel free to run for president.
There you go.
There it is. All right. Miles, where can people find you?
Oh.
Cool.
Yo. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. And a tweet that I like is from Solomon Giorgio.
Yay!
And it said, "You haven't lived until you look someone in the eye right before the chorus of Four Non Blondes' What's Up and ask them, what do gay horses eat?"
Wait, what?
That's
good
wow,
stuff.
Am I the only Linda Perry fan in here?
No.
All right.
Not at all.
Love Linda. Check out her songwriting credits. All right, y'all. Prepare, your wig will fly off.
You can follow me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. A tweet that I've been enjoying is Iris at @Iris_KS tweeted, "When I feel bad about my social skills, I remind myself how one time Rachmaninoff decided he was going to be pals with Stravinsky, who'd casually mentioned he liked honey. So he showed up at his house in the middle of the night with an enormous jar of honey and no explanation." That's just a story that I really enjoy. And another tweet I enjoy is from Andrew Chamings at Andrew. And it says, "The day after I meet a genie. Boss, hey team, you can all leave 5 minutes early today. Me, loudly. Oh, so weird." All right.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Even if you're in a blue state and you feel like it doesn't matter if you vote, please do, because we have to show how much the Electoral College doesn't represent the population. Right. Thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
I thought you had some genie bit you were going to do.
Ooh. There you go.
I like that person's there. That's the joke, though, is that they just want to get out 5 minutes early.
Right.
Wow. Think big. Dream big, y'all.
So we will, other things that are happening today that we didn't have time to get to, Trump Organization's business being fraud, robocalls are out of control, and the caravan of migrants, we will get to those in future episodes. So stick around, keep listening for that. You can follow us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. You can also find that information and those links in the show notes.
Show notes.
Which, Miles, what song are we going to ride out on today?
This is a track from Astronauts, Etc., and it's called The Border. And, you know, it's just got some good little sweet picked bass playing in there. What I like, love hearing somebody pick that bass. Yeah, and it just, you know, feels like a throwback track, and it's just got a good energy.
What's an example of a song with picked bass that I might recognize?
The Seinfeld.
That's slapped. That's like slap and pop. This is more like most rock. I mean, you know, a lot of funk is all fingered. So when you hear more like boom, 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 that's more finger style, finger picking.
Oh, I didn't know I was a lot of funk.
And then, you know, just listen to this, my man, and you will get that you can hear the pick hitting the string. And I mean, there are many songs with pick bass that it's so pervasive that I can't be like, yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to ride out on that. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.